This is Nightly Business Report with Tyler Matheson and Sue Herrera.
I wait all year for, instead of buying stuff, I wait until Black Friday. It's all cheaper.
Deals and doorbusters. The holiday shopping season has begun, a critically important time for retailers. But who will win and who will lose?
Driving for a deal. Shoppers are also hitting the lots as automakers roll out sweetened offers on new rides.
Shopping for stocks. Our market monitor has a list of names he says could see double-digit returns in the next year or so. Those stories and more tonight on Nightly Business Report for Friday, November 24th. Good evening, everyone. I'm Kelly Evans, and tonight for Sue Herrera.
And I'm Bill Griffith, in for Tyler Matheson. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Here on Wall Street today, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ closed at records on this holiday shortened trading session. We'll have more on that in a moment. But we begin tonight with retail, which helped push those indexes to new highs as investors bet on a strong start to the holiday shopping season, certainly a critical period for that industry. Lines were long at some stores on this Black Friday. Early estimates say that shoppers could spend more than ever before, and retail executives are hoping that that turns out to be the case, especially since unemployment is down and confidence is up.
Black Friday was very strong online, as well as the traffic that came into our stores last night and that are here today in our stores. So a good start to the whole Black Friday shopping season.
Our margins at Brookstone are up. Our inventory is cleaner. The inventory arrived later this year on purpose. And so I anticipate that now we have to come through.
We had 2,500 people waiting at the front doors this morning. So early indications show we're going to have a fantastic holiday season. And you know what? November was really strong already leading into this weekend. So based on the NRF predictions, we feel like we're right in par with that.
Courtney Reagan is on the ground for us at the Woodbridge Center Mall in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Courtney, you've been doing this for a number of years. What are the crowds like today, and how do they compare to crowds you've seen in the past?
Yeah, Bill, it's an annual tradition for me, just like it is for many of the shoppers here. And you know what? I think the crowd looks pretty good. I actually will also admit it's getting stronger as the day goes on, because we've seen the traffic patterns change over the years with Black Friday. It used to be that you had to come very early when the stores opened. But then many retailers, the big box stores especially, Walmart, Target, Best Buy, they opened their doors early on Thursday night. So you see a lot of deal seekers go there. We saw a lot of lines, good traffic reports from around the country there. Patrick McKeever, he's an analyst at MKM Partners. He went to several Walmarts and he saw traffic very strong there, perhaps better than what he saw at Target. But then by this morning at Walmart, it kind of looked like a normal day, perhaps because all of those shoppers migrated here to the mall. The crowds have just been getting bigger and bigger all day long. And now we're seeing some of these leisure shoppers. So they're not after the doorbusters anymore. Those are done. Now it's just sort of maybe some self-gifting that we're seeing here.
What about those discounts, Courtney? Are they deeper than usual to get more shoppers into stores?
So what's interesting is that MarketTrack took a look at this, and they sort of studied those Black Friday circulars online as well as those printed versions to look at the prices. And believe it or not, prices are actually a little less steep this year when we're talking about the discounts. So only Walmart and Sears had discounts that were better this year. Other retailers like Best Buy and Kohl's, JCPenney, those weren't as deep as they were in years past. And the CEOs confirmed that to us. So the margins might be better for them. Hopefully the consumers find the deals good for them too.
Any surprises for you this year?
Yeah, I think we're still surprised when we see outages online. Lowe's had an outage for a period of time. So did H&M. That actually happened twice. Macy's is experiencing a bit of a problem processing credit cards, a slowdown there that they're working to resolve. Always a surprise when you know this is the biggest day of the year.
Indeed. Courtney Reagan from her perch in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Thanks, Courtney.
And some of the most popular stores on Black Friday are the big box retailers. And they are going above and beyond to lure shoppers through their doors. Morgan Brennan is at a Target in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Even as online shopping soars, some consumers woke up early and came to this Jersey City Target
to comb the shelves for deals and hard-to-find products like the iPhone X.
I was up and I was checking to see if they were in stock, and they were. And so I thought, well, I'm already awake. I might as well.
I'm really interested in buying the Google Home Mini and some other Christmas decoration deals.
This is $199, and we've stumbled upon this coffee maker right here. And then now we're thinking about getting this speaker right here.
Once again, electronics offered some of the best deals at the big box retailer, with televisions, Apple devices, and gaming consoles among the most popular purchases. Many were available only in stores, speaking to the fact that some of the best promotions, be it Target or competitor Walmart, still mean weathering crowds and lines post-turkey dinner. After opening 6 p.m. to midnight on Thanksgiving, Target closed its stores overnight for the first time since 2011. Target says it did this to restock and regroup locations like this one, since foot traffic typically falls in those early morning hours. But the company is also offering more deals online to compete and says that's bringing shoppers into stores.
We actually saw three times the amount of orders that were placed online to pick up in stores than we saw all day last year on Thanksgiving. So really exciting to see that.
While promising, it's a dynamic that requires a new logistical approach. The reason analysts say it's one of the most interesting trends to watch.
Target, they were talking about 80% of their online fulfillment happens through stores during the high season. So imagine the chaos in the stores. They need to get their store people to move inventory around and sort of pick off the shelves and ship to the online. So there tends to be some challenges with in-stock in the stores when you do fulfill online from there.
A lot is hinging on this holiday season. Target shares tumbled last week on cautious fourth quarter guidance, with the stock now down about 20% for the year, compared to double-digit gains for Amazon and even big-box rivals like Walmart and Best Buy. While shopping has spread out in the month before Christmas, experts say this weekend still offers an early reading on how Target and other retailers are positioned for what is the crucial final weeks of the year. For Nightly Business Report, I'm Morgan Brennan in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Certainly, it's no secret that more and more shoppers are deciding not to venture out. Instead, they stay home to buy online. And early numbers from Adobe show that online sales are off to a strong start. As of this morning, they were up about 18% compared to last year. Adobe measures 80% of online transactions at 100 of the largest retailers here in the United States.
So if you're trying to decide between standing online or going to the store or on to shop, Deirdre Bosa did a price check comparing some items at Best Buy to Amazon. She's in San Francisco tonight.
Larry Solomon was one of the first people in line this morning at Best Buy's downtown San Francisco store. He's in the market for a new computer and heard about a deal when he was here a few days ago. But what he didn't know is that he could have got the same product for the same price online and saved himself an early trip and long wait on Black Friday morning.
If it's cheaper online, I would be willing to do that. My impression was that it would be cheaper by standing in line on Black Friday.
People like Larry, though, are becoming the minority. For the first time this year, consumers are expected to buy more online than in physical stores as e-commerce giants like Amazon grow in popularity. Among those that do still line up and face the crowds, some like the tradition of holiday shopping. Others, like Larry, still haven't got the hang of online shopping. And still others just want what they want as soon as possible.
I need something now. And that's probably the only reason to be at outside stores anymore.
But in terms of getting the best deal, should you go online or get in line? Best Buy or Amazon? Well, that depends. Many of the hottest electronics this season, like top-of-the-line TVs, smart speakers, and laptops, are priced the exact same down to the penny.
This 55-inch Samsung 4K Ultra HD Smart LED TV costs the same at Best Buy and on Amazon.com. Best Buy, though, has the delivery advantage, dropping it off to you sooner than Amazon will. Best Buy, though, has some in-store-only deals that you can't find on Amazon. A PlayStation VR will cost you $200. On Amazon, it's $70 more expensive. Question is, will deals like this be enough for Best Buy to keep up when more people are shopping from the comfort of their homes or offices this year?
Amazon has already said that U.S. mobile app orders on Thanksgiving Day has exceeded last year by more than 50%. And in the first 5 hours of Black Friday, Amazon customers have ordered more than 200,000 toys. Best Buy doesn't share any numbers until this quarter's earnings, but last week it issued a lower-than-expected holiday forecast. For Nightly Business Report, I'm Deirdre Boza, San Francisco.
So let's turn to Dana Telsey, one of the top retail analysts on Wall Street. Get her take on which retailers could be the winners and losers this holiday shopping season. Of course, she's CEO and Chief Research Officer at Telsey Advisory Group, and you spent the whole day shopping, essentially.
Yes, and I'm going back out there after this.
Thank you for interrupting that for us. What'd you see today? What's your impression?
I was out there last night, and I saw a lot of traffic. Frankly, more traffic last year than I saw this year. This morning, it's a little bit of a different story. Traffic has built as the day has worn on. Consumers have more options, and if anything, Black Friday weekend started at the beginning of the month. Post-Halloween, you automatically get right into the holiday shopping season.
Right.
Definitely have special deals today. They're competitive. Comparing the deals this year compared to last year on Black Friday, essentially it's neck and neck. It's basically the same.
Who do you think will emerge as the winners this holiday shopping season?
I think you're going to see Best Buy emerge as a winner. I think Walmart will be a winner this season. I think Hollister's doing very well. Old Navy has a slew of traffic, as does Bath and Body Works, a ton of traffic. So we have a host of things. Children's Place is busy. You have cold weather also happening, which is going to help brands like the North Face and others out there.
Among your losers, you've got Foot Locker and Dick's Sporting Goods. Because they're sports retailers or just those two necessarily?
I think some of the sporting goods retailers were going through a bit of a transformation. Prices are getting lowered, newness needs to be increased, and you're just the beginnings of that. We'll see Nike revive itself as they come out with new product later in the year, but it's a transformation time. Yet we're not seeing companies like Lululemon. We're seeing them do very well.
Right.
The amount of traffic you have there selling at full price is encouraging.
And it's not just the stores at the mall and the Walmarts of the world. Even Home Depot, you think, could be a winner here.
Exactly. It certainly helped, obviously, that you have remodels going on. It's getting a little bit colder out there. That works.
What about online? Where's that going?
It's still up. It's up double digits. It's gaining in share. But what the difference is today, you need online and you need the physical presence. It's not one or the other. The path to integration is definitely there. Look what Target said about buy online, pick up in store.
Right.
It's more evolved this year than it's been before. And when consumers go back, either making returns from online purchases, and in a lot of the retailers, it's 70 or 80% of the goods are returned in the store. And the other element is when you buy online, pick up in a store, you're typically buying 20 to 30% more. So I need online in order to drive physical. I need physical to drive digital.
But
it's not either or.
Do you think Target is one of the winners this holiday season?
I think you're seeing Walmart do really well. We're seeing greater traffic in Walmart than we are in Target right now.
They've made the big investment in online.
Exactly.
Right? I mean,
exactly.
Walmart has.
What Walmart has done is they're a company that was born in the 1960s and really reinvented themselves for the 21st century right now.
Dana Telsey of the Telsey Advisory Group. We'll let you get back out there.
Thank you. Have a good season.
You too. Thanks for joining us tonight.
UPS is adding a surcharge for packages shipped around Black Friday and the week before Christmas. This is the first time the company is adding such a fee. UPS hopes the surcharge will smooth out the volume of packages it delivers during the holiday season. It expects to deliver more than 30 million packages daily on most delivery days between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
As we mentioned earlier, the NASDAQ and the S&P both closed at records on this holiday shortened trading day. Gains in technology shares also contributed to that upbeat mood. By the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 31 points, closed at 23,557. The NASDAQ was up 21. The S&P closed above 2,600 for the first time ever, gaining 5 points today. For the week, all of the major indexes were higher. And today, the price of domestic crude oil hit a two-year high after a spill knocked part of the Keystone pipeline offline.
Buybacks have been popular in recent years, but that trend may be turning. According to new data, companies are repurchasing shares at the slowest pace in 5 years. Some executives say that cash can now be put to better use on major capital expenditures than on retiring stock. Repurchases in general can make shares more attractive to investors by lowering the share count and thereby increasing earnings per share.
Coming up, kicking the tires. Is now one of the best times to drive away with a deal?
A new report indicates that Uber's CEO knew of the hack into the company's network months before it was disclosed. Dara Khosrowshahi was reportedly told about the breach shortly after taking the reins of the company in September. He apparently ordered an investigation, which he wanted completed before going public. The hack, which affected about 57 million accounts, happened in October of 2016, before Khosrowshahi was CEO. It was disclosed earlier this week.
You know, Black Friday has long been known as the day when malls and retail stores are packed, but increasingly, auto dealers are also targeting today for big sales. In fact, Black Friday is now one of the busiest days of the year for the auto dealers. Phil Lebeau is in Antioch, Illinois for us tonight.
Forget the shopping mall. For John Iorati, this is the way to spend money on Black Friday.
Just kicking some tires, looking to see what good deals I can find here. Looking at a brand new truck.
He's not the only person looking for a Black Friday deal in the showroom. In fact, Mark Scarpelli says this weekend will be among the busiest at his dealership this year.
Black Friday has become very important to us as auto dealers. It's one of our biggest days of the year. Manufacturers put so much money on the hood of cars, advertising. We get increased inventory. So it really is a huge day for us as well as the consumer.
While luxury brands from Mercedes to Lexus to BMW have long looked at the Thanksgiving weekend as the start of pushing holiday sales, mass market brands like Chevy are also now targeting Black Friday. This year, strong consumer confidence and low unemployment are helping convince buyers to visit showrooms. In addition, as automakers look to move slower-selling models and clear out inventory, they are pushing greater incentives for Black Friday.
Typically, they seem to raise anywhere from $500 to $2,000, depending on the manufacturer as well as the brand, surely. But they do increase over the weekend, Black Friday for sure.
With the auto industry on pace to top $17 million in sales for a third straight year, November and December are expected to be relatively strong, thanks to a big Black Friday and Thanksgiving weekend. Phil Lebeau, Nightly Business Report, Antioch, Illinois.
Teva Pharmaceuticals will reportedly cut thousands of jobs. And that's where we begin tonight's Market Focus. The world's largest generic drug maker is said to be planning layoffs that would impact up to 25% of its workforce in the U.S. and Israel. The report comes from an Israeli news website. The company earlier this month warned it would miss 2017 profit forecasts as a result of falling drug prices. Investors applauded the news, sending shares up more than 1% to $13.70. Nektar Therapeutics and Bayer's jointly made experimental pneumonia drug failed to meet its goals during a study trial. The medication did not prove to be any more effective than the placebo. Shares of Nektar Therapeutics were initially under pressure following that news, but then turned higher, trading up 5% to $52.59. Bayer doesn't trade in the U.S.
That contract dispute between CBS and Dish Network has ended after a three-day blackout of CBS content. CBS said that it had reached a multi-year deal with Dish over the fees that the satellite TV provider pays to the broadcast network. The blocked programming prevented nearly 3 million Dish subscribers from watching those NFL games on Thanksgiving. CBS shares rose fractionally to $56.54, while shares of Dish Network fell 1% to $49.87. And Saudi Arabia has reportedly agreed to buy about $7 billion worth of weapons from defense contractors Raytheon and Boeing. Reuters is saying that the deal is part of a more than $100 billion agreement by President Trump and Saudi government. Raytheon shares were up 60 cents to $186.06. Shares of Boeing rose marginally to $265.88. And Russian officials have approved that planned merger now between Uber, an Uber subsidiary, and rival Yandex, on the condition that the combined company will not prevent drivers or passengers from using competitor services. Uber is investing more than $200 million into the new joint company, while Yandex is contributing $100 million. Yandex shares popped 3% to $35 even.
And now to our weekly market monitor, who says his picks are safe but could grow between 10 to 15% in a market he views as being, quote, turbulent and overvalued. He's Jim Lowell, Chief Investment Officer with Advisor Investments. Jim, welcome back.
Good to be here.
It looks like Cisco is your first pick here, the tech giant. Why?
Cisco's in our dividend income portfolio run by Charlie Toole, and we like it because it's been able to raise its dividends by more than 50% in the last 3 years, up about 25% year to date. We think it's transitioning from a hardware to a software subscription-based model that can unlock some value. And in terms of value, it's trading at a discount to the broader market. We certainly like that. So ultimately, we like the fact that it's in a necessary demand space, it's delivering a better value, and it continues to raise that dividend.
You also like this ETF from Fidelity that invests in healthcare. Why that one?
Necessary demand both for aging demographics in the established markets here in the U.S. and in Europe, but also the rising emerging market demand for better healthcare in the emerging markets gives us the sense that this is a durable industry. It obviously represents a big portion of our economic activity, also a big employer. But when you look at the fact that virtually all of us need better, less invasive solutions to healthcare, growing healthcare problems over the next 3, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, we think the healthcare sector is a perfect way to deliver both lower risk, higher return potential inside your portfolio.
Jim, you also have a Vanguard dividend appreciation here to talk about. What is it that makes that a good fit for investors?
So inside of this ETF are companies that have raised their dividends on an annualized basis for 10 years or more in a row. Growing dividends is typically a great way to judge whether or not a company is profitable and also securing enough cash in its coffers to be able to weather a downturn. I know we haven't experienced a market downturn for about 8 years, but now is no time to be complacent. So it holds companies like Microsoft, CVS, Union Pacific, a great broad basket of what we consider to be battleship balance sheet, blue chip stocks that ought to be able to weather downturns, but still, we think, deliver reasonable upside potential so long as we remain in a slow growth, not no growth economy.
Yeah, you said, Kelly, you said that you've termed this market overvalued and turbulent. So what catalysts are you looking for here? And, you know, what's your outlook for 2018?
2018, we think, will be, as long as we can see those fundamentals hold, good earnings, reasonable interest rates, and fundamental facts on the economic ground support our slow growth and what looks like a slightly better growth overseas. So long as those factors are in place, we think that the S&P is likely to deliver us a reasonable gain, maybe even as much as 10-15%. But we know that there are many downward pressures on the market, geopolitical risks attendant, but also domestic policy agenda risks. Right now, it's tax reform. Hover around this market. So no time to be complacent, but plenty of time to find opportunity.
And plenty of opportunities there for investors. Jim, thank you. Jim Lowell with Advisor Investments. Coming up, a big day for small business.
I'm Kate Rogers in Brooklyn, New York, and tonight on Nightly Business Report, we're going to tell you how small business owners just like this one are gearing up for their own version of Black Friday.
Here's a look at what to watch next week. On Wednesday, the Fed will release its Beige Book. That's an anecdotal look at economic conditions across the U.S. Also Wednesday, we'll get the latest read on economic growth with the release of third quarter GDP. And on Friday, November auto sales are out. That's what to watch next week.
Well, if you spend today at the mall, mom and pop shop owners are hoping you spend tomorrow shopping small. Kate Rogers is in Brooklyn, New York, ahead of Small Business Saturday.
Etsy seller Matthew DeMio has been prepping for the holidays since October. The shopping season is key for DeMio, owner of Matteo Mattia in New Rochelle, New York, when sales for his handmade leather goods can increase by more than 100%. Tomorrow will be his first time participating in Small Business Saturday at the Etsy Holiday Pop-Up Marketplace in Brooklyn, New York, along with more than a dozen other small sellers.
It's exciting to be around other small retailers and small makers. It's people who think like me, who act like me and work like me. So we're all sort of in the same court together.
The American Express-sponsored holiday is in its eighth year and has seen grassroots support for local businesses like this one increase in a big way. Last year, some 112 million consumers reported shopping small, up from 95 million the year prior. And what's more, they spent more than $15 billion on the day.
This year, some 7,000 communities nationwide are gearing up to participate in the day.
A small merchant can give that personal service, that personal touch, that recommendation, the fact that they know you, they see you, you come back on a daily basis. That's really, really important to consumers, that personalized service. I think that's what a small merchant, a small establishment, small retailer can do to make a huge difference. That customer experience, that unique one, that personalized experience is what makes it special.
That customer experience is what Sarah Stroman believes sets her apart from big box competitors. She'll also be at the Etsy Sellers Marketplace tomorrow, selling her handmade stationery. During the holidays, she sees her sales go up by some 50%.
It's completely different to buy something from somebody who's actually physically made it and can tell you about it. And I think that's important.
And data show customers agree with Stroman. According to Amex and the National Federation of Independent Business, 61% of consumers said they are aware of Small Business Saturday, and 82% plan to either shop or dine small on that day. For Nightly Business Report, I'm Kate Rogers in Brooklyn, New York.
And that's Nightly Business Report for tonight. I'm Kelly Evans, and thanks for watching.
I'm Bill Griffith. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday.